That sort of ties in. There was a talk a while ago when Ajahn Chah went to see Ajahn Mun, and the teaching Ajahn Mun gave him, if I recall it correctly, was that the most important thing, or a very important thing, is to be able to distinguish between mind and mind objects.
Yeah.
Is that mind that distinguishes between mind and mind objects, is it a development of ordinary mind, or is it something that as we develop wisdom, we become aware of a larger mind that we tap into?
Both of those are wrong. That's so important from the perspective of the Buddha's teachings, because we always want to, you know, we want to create something out of it. And it doesn't really matter what we call it. But the Buddha is asking, what's the effect? And how do we be free? And we don't actually be free and free ourselves from suffering until we're able to see, this arises. Oh, that's how that works. And the fact that the reality, of course, is that yes, there is mind, the ability to know, and the ability to see clearly. The problem is this our real mind? Is this our real self? What name can I have for it? What can I call it? That's the problem. The problem isn't that we have mind, that we can know. The problem is we complicate it. Instead of just experiencing it clearly, and then not adding to it, which is a lot of what the discourse, the shorter discourse on the lion's roar, is around. What do we do? How can we approach that?